Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Hector with the Otaku Podcast. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. We are now in episode 6 of the podcast, and honestly, I am freaking shocked that we survived 5 episodes. My goodness. But it's only going up from here, right? Or down. Hopefully up, though. At least steady. That will be neato if we can just stay steady. Because, as I mentioned before, if this podcast blows up, great. If not, that's fine too, because it cannot be possible without you faithful followers and you faithful supporters. And honestly, this episode is a shout out to you guys. This episode is personally for you. I will not be discussing a lot of entertainment stuff because really there hasn't been much news about anything DC Marvel-wise that is worth going into in-depth detail about yet. We know that Superman was a success, started a new version of DC, and you know Peacemaker takes place after Superman, and it all leads up to bigger movies in the future. Then we have the success of Fantastic Four, First Steps, how it leads into Doomsday. Spoiler alert, if you saw the mid-credit scene, we saw the first look of Doomsday when he was looking right in the eyes of young Franklin. Young 4-year-old Franklin, who could destroy universes and storylines, timelines, anything in between with just a thought or even in his sleep. Holy heck. And then we have Spider-Man coming out in the future, which is right before Doomsday. Not much about that, just some behind-the-scenes things. That's about it, though. Not really worth talking more than 5 minutes about. As mentioned, this episode of the podcast is for you, faithful followers, faithful supporters, and really, faithful friends. And because of you, faithful followers, supporters, and friends, there are some huge updates in regards to what will be happening with the podcast and Broco Studios' Remnant. Big updates. So let's get right to it. In regards to the Otaku Podcast, I've always been a firm believer of having quality over quantity. That means that if I were to keep recording every single week throughout the entire year with little to minimum breaks, I am unable to provide you guys consistent content that is of quality. So that being said, I will be taking breaks in between each episode of the podcast. That means there will be 1 to 2 episodes per month of the podcast. This will buy me time to dedicate more things, dedicate my time and energy to my own personal goals and, you know, things that I want to do in life. That is spending time with friends, family, helping those in need, and of course, making sure that my ministry work is my main focus in life, which it always has been, and I want to keep it that way. That is the purpose of what I do, is to help other people. And so the podcast and Remnant, they all come second and third. It's not priority. But I still want to make sure that I have quality content out there. So if I were to take little breaks in between episodes, I will have more information, I will have better notes, and I will provide you better resources and, you know, ways to express myself about what's going on, you know, in my life, but also in the world of entertainment, you know, the nerd life. So taking those breaks in between will help me to accomplish that. So I will go ahead and record the 7th episode next week on the 23rd, but after that, it will take between 2 to 3 weeks or even 3 weeks to a month for the future episodes to come out. Again, it may be less, but it will be better. So I truly do appreciate you guys for being supportive and respecting my decision, because I want you guys all to enjoy what I put out there for you to hear or see or things like that. Heck, even be entertained by my screams in the video games that I play, as you saw in the last one with Five Nights at Freddy's. Jesus, that's probably the most I ever screamed in a game. And I not just yell or shout, I screamed, brother. So that was pretty crazy. But hey, I don't mind embarrassing myself online. I do it all the time. So that's just one more to add to the piece of the puzzle. But that's the only update I have for the Otaku podcast, is having less episodes coming out in that short amount of time. So once again, as a recap, one episode every 2 to 4 weeks. It just depends how I feel, but it will always be in that time frame, and it will always release a statement when the next episode comes out. You guys will always be in the know when it comes to those. Now, the bigger updates come with the Remnant series. Remnant, as many of y'all know, I already shared the backstory of Remnant, Andrew Nunez, and you know how he came about. I'm also a firm believer when it comes to quality over quantity in the comic book series. Now, I was releasing, you know, every other week an issue. And so with episode 3 of the podcast, the Remnant series, rather, I'll release it as scheduled, most likely on the 23rd. So that's next week. But after that, it will be once a month, every last Saturday of the month. So let me repeat myself. The third issue, which is Remnant's fight against the Broker, will be released on Saturday the 23rd. Issue 4 will be released on the last Saturday of September. 5, October, 6, November, you get the idea. Every last Saturday of the month, a new issue in the series. So I know it might be a long gap, you know, 1 month in between each issue. But again, quality over quantity. I want to show you guys that I've really tried in these projects. I want to show you guys that I really care for these projects. I want to show you guys that I really care for you, and I want you to be entertained. I want you all to get something out of the podcast. I want you all to get something out of Remnant. Something that you can take home or read at home and say, you know what, man? That was pretty darn good. I appreciate why he made it this way. I appreciate why the story was constructed in a way where it is raw, it is real, and also, you know, this is something that many of us can deal with in life, both eternally and externally. Something we can all take home and understand. That is the purpose of these gaps in between these issues. Quality over quantity. Now, these big updates took time to put together. Took a lot of thought. Took a lot of meditating on the pros and cons of each decision and update. But I felt like this was the best way to go moving forward. The first one is having these gaps in between the episodes of the podcast and these issues. But solely focusing on Remnant now, these updates are huge, and, you know, I think it's for the best moving forward. I'm in the process right now of working with the state of Missouri and the United States to make sure that Broco Studios' Remnant is copyright. Nobody will ever take that idea from me. Nobody will ever take these stories, these other characters, their likes, their appearances. Anything about these characters are mine. They are mine. My designs. And then the software that I use on my monitor and computers here, they fill in the rest. They fill in the blanks. But these are my designs and my stories. Broco Studios' Remnant is official. And I want to keep it that way. So once that copyright is done with, that process is done, I forgot how long it takes, but it takes a little bit, I will make sure darn well that it's always going to be mine. And I could not have done it without you guys. Some of you guys have been generous in donations and contributions, and especially my personal friends and family. You guys are aware that I've been out of work, but I started work yesterday, and I'll talk more about that a little later. But I was struggling without some money, man, and it was hard to make a living because I was unemployed since June 25th. It was difficult. But you know what? I trust in a higher power to provide everything that I need, and he's never failed me, not once. And I'm ever grateful to God for that. Now, that copyright is being worked on. It's in the process. Hopefully that's all, you know, situated pretty soon. And I'm excited for that update, man. because Broco Studios' Remnant is mine and mine only. I look forward to many good things to come, bro. Now, as far as the artwork goes, you may have noticed that there were some inconsistencies in some of the artwork, and that was due to the inconsistencies from the program that I use. I got the sketch, you know, done, and I put it into the computer, and then it does the rest. But there were some inconsistencies with the software I was using. Well, I decided to start a new software that begins with issue number 3. The artwork is incredible, bro. It's a little more money to, you know, get these things done and what have you, but it is so worth it. Now, all the artwork starting with issue number 3 and any issue after that will have consistent artwork. And I'm so excited for that update because I told you, I believe in quality over quantity. And with that consistent artwork, I can make sure that it will be done. You know, it's going to be cool, bro. I'm thankful to you guys, I don't know English, but I'm thankful for all your support. You guys have been awesome. And because of all the help that you guys have been giving me on a personal level, I'm able to provide this for you. Now, of course, the resources I was able to attain through the help of friends and family, it's put into good use. You know, the necessities always come first. Food, water, clothing, roof over my head, paying the bills. You see my little cat back here. She's always so nosy. She's taken care of as well. She is staring me down now. But anyways, you know, that all comes first. The podcast and the comic book series come second in the priority list. And so whatever extra I have, this is even after I give to friends and family who are in need or in need of support financially, the extra money that I have from that, I'm able to continue this podcast and continue making these comic books. And so that's with all your support. Kitty, cutie, you need to stay back there. Do not jump on my back, please. Because you got sharp freaking nails, and it's going to cut my back, and we're going to throw hands. And she's 18 years old, by the way. Cutie, don't you ever. Anyways. So that was the second update for the comic book series. I had a third one. Oh, yeah. This is actually the most important update. So I made mention that this episode is for you guys, my faithful friends, supporters, and followers. This is probably the biggest update for the comic book because it's personal, and honestly, this is the best way that I can give back to you guys for being there since the beginning or perhaps coming a little later, but you guys have been consistent still in that support. If you guys noticed, on the last page of issues 1 and 2, I give a shout out to 2 people in particular. And so that support will always be there from the selected number of people because they've showed consistency. They show that they really care. They show that they want to keep being here and doing all they can to make sure that I do what I do. After every issue, there will be a page or a message in the bottom of that last page dedicated to 1 or 2 people. And I will be sure to include those faithful followers and faithful supporters. And, you know, it may not seem a lot. It may not seem a lot for you, but it is definitely a lot for me to include your name in every issue going forward. So, that being said, I wanted to take this time here to give a special shout out to a selected number of people who have been very supportive. Some of these have been supportive since the beginning, which I will name here. Some of you have been supportive halfway through, but consistently, which I will also name. And these will be on different levels here. We have supporters here that have been supportive all around. Every platform that the Otaku Podcast is on and Remnant is on. But even on a personal level, personal messages, advice, encouragement, commendation, you guys will definitely be shouted out for that. So, I want to take a moment now to thank some amazing people who have been a huge part of this journey with the Otaku Podcast and Broco Studios' Remnant. These are the six people that come to mind. George, Joaquin, Corey, Wyatt, Travis, and Keegan. You guys have pretty much have been there since the beginning. You guys always message me about suggestions or questions about the content I put out there, things that you guys might want to see differently, needs of improvement, but you guys always been kind in it. You guys have never been critical of it, which I deserve some criticism because that's how I learn. But you guys do it in a way where it's not offensive, it's not demeaning, and you're not putting me down. So George, Joaquin, Corey, Wyatt, Travis, and Keegan, you guys deserve all the shout-outs in the world. Now, Wyatt and Travis have both been had that first and second issue dedicated to them. Issue number 3, we'll have to go to George and Joaquin. Issue number 4, Corey and Keegan. And as I said, you guys have been through the ideas, even some late-night talks, all the ups and downs in making this whole idea of having a podcast and a comic book series come to life. You guys have been there to make it real. Your encouragement, the belief that you have in me, and what I'm trying to build here has kept me going more than you ever know. Honorable mentions. English is hard, bro. I'm not going to say it again. The special mentions have to go out to Brandon F. and Sean. You guys have also been supportive as well. Hearing the podcast, watching the podcast on YouTube, things like that. Sean, I think you have been more than supportive than I deserve because you're always commenting on nearly every TikTok video or picture I post up on my Instagram accounts. And you've also sent me messages on Snapchat. Bro, like you've been more than amazing as far as the support goes. George and Corey, I think you guys also deserve the recognition as well because George, you sent me stuff on Snapchat and you gave me some practical suggestions on how to improve in the podcast. And you've encouraged me to stay real, which I've always been real in my podcast, but you said, keep staying real. Keep being yourself. Don't force yourself to say things. Don't force yourself to act differently. Like that's the stuff that keeps me going, bro. Thank you. Corey, you've always been liking my stuff, even, you know, on other projects, photography, music, things like that, bro. I mean, you came here last minute to visit me, and we had an awesome time while you were here, and I got to show you some future projects, and you were excited for it, you were hyped for it, and dude, you've always been supportive, so I appreciate you very much, brother. Love you so much, and I've known you for the longest compared to everyone else that I mentioned here, so, bro, you're a brother to me, bro, so thank you so much. Wyatt and Travis, you know, I gave you guys that shout out before. I'll give it again. You know, we had this idea together and you guys encouraged me to keep going forward. And you've guys seen a lot of projects, a lot of draft stuff in our group chat that we talk every day on. So you guys keep me going. Joaquin, you're always the one to like my stuff. You're always the one to comment my stuff, to share my stuff, repost my stuff, bro. Like, dude, you're a great supporter, bro. Much love to you and thanks for being one of the very few supporters in California that I have left. It's between you, Corey, and George, man, in California that's been supporting me the most. And I appreciate you three very much for that. Now, as far as TikTok goes, there's quite a few TikTok supporters here. So I have taken note who's been really supportive on TikTok, right? And so that being said, I want to give a special shout out to Cooper. You were shouted out already once in my stream, and I posted a clip of that stream when you freaking sabotaged me, got me killed on Peak. But brother, you deserve a shout out, bro. You're a gifted athlete. You know, you got a lot of good things coming for you. So don't lose your hope on that. Keep strong. Keep moving forward, bro. But you got to follow my boy Cooper on TikTok. His account is ily.cooper. 87. ily.cooper87. Ethan, I will not get too personal about how we met, you know, but we have a lot of similarities of what we dealt with in life. And that's kind of how we met on TikTok and we talked. But you know, that these conversations, bro, have been consistent. And I appreciate you more than you know too, bro. But, you know, Ethan, we talked last and, you know, you got a lot of good things coming for you in life. You know, you get to travel all over the United States. Many good things for you to come, bro. Athletic, you know, you care about fitness like I do. So that's something that we also have in common as well, as far as I can share publicly, you know. So, bro, keep doing you. But y'all can hit him up on TikTok. Give him a follow. Give him support at @not_EthanOnEverything12. @not_EthanOnEverything12. Bro, you got to condense your username. And then Andy, bro, my streamer friend. We only played a handful of times when I was having some mic issues, so we got to hop on the game again. But I've always enjoyed your streams, especially you playing the vintage games on Nintendo. You played, you know, Super Mario. You played stinking Zelda. Like, bro, go to games, and you're always streaming that stuff, and you're always entertaining to watch, bro. So we got to stream together one of these days, playing Peak or some Backrooms game, bro. Keep it up. You got a larger following than me. I want to keep supporting you, bro. I want you to get freaking viral because you got an awesome setup going on. You got your girlfriend helping you out too, brother. Like, dude, you guys are an iconic duo, if you will. So keep it up, dude. Kellen, bro, we've only met, what, last week? I saw that you posted some stuff about your clothing line that's dropped. It dropped yesterday on the 15th, bro. And I said I was going to support you. That's what I'm doing. Gonna buy some stuff from the store. You all should check them out, bro. It's MFE Clothing. That's his clothing line there. You can hit him up on TikTok at MFE Clothing Co. And then that's on Instagram, it looks like. And then on TikTok, it's Small Guy Callen. So Small Guy Callen. Heck yeah, bro. Oh, I forgot to give Andy's stinking username on TikTok. So hit up Andy, too, on TikTok. Give him a follow. Support his lives at Duke of Hell. That is with 3 L's, 1. Duke of Hell. So that's 3 L's on the Hell, 1. Duke of Hell, 1. And then Callen, Small Guy Callen on TikTok. And his Instagram account is MFE Clothing Co. And you guys got to give him a shout-out. Give him a follow. Give him support on his clothing line. A young stud, you know, very athletic. He's into fitness, but he's also level-headed, where he started his own clothing line, bro. And I've done that before, and it flopped because I just didn't dedicate my time and energy to it. But he's really committed to it, and he supported me first. The least thing I can do is support him back, and this is the way that I can give that support. So Cooper, Ethan, Andy, and Kellen, you guys have been more than incredible in the support department. Your support, your shares, constant hype that you've given me means worlds. And you've helped me bring this vision to life. You've helped, you know, give me more followers by sharing my content. I got a burp. Excuse me. I hope you all didn't catch that. If so, that's embarrassing. But, you know, all the stuff that you guys shared and commented on, it's given me more support as a result from other outsiders or even mutual followers or your followers. And they become my followers or mutual. You get the idea. Words are hard. My throat is getting more dry. Let me get some water right quick. But heck yeah, man. Awesome. So, going back to the OG followers and the TikTok followers, I'll name you guys one more time. George, Joaquin, Corey, Wyatt, Travis, Keegan, Cooper, Ethan, Andy, Kellen. You know, it's without you guys's, oh, Sean and Brandon too, by the way, but it's without your guys' support that this could not have been done. I've already made mention in the statement before that none of this could be done without you. None of this. So thank you guys so much. And I love each and every one of you for the support. Honorable mentions, I said the word, could also apply to Peyton and Austin. You guys have always been supportive too as well. I've known you guys for quite a while, you know, and you guys also have changed and done great things in life from when I first met you. You both improved. You guys have really applied the advice I've given you guys, the counsel I've given you guys, and you guys have made the changes needed to do better out there in the world. So Peyton and Austin, you guys both deserve that recognition. So thank you. From every recording session to every creative step moving forward, all of you have made this possible. And I'm beyond grateful to each of you for being in my corner. So, here's to more stories, here's to more wins, and more moments together. I will give you a shout out and a raise of my bottled water and give you guys that special toast. So, to support. And I cleaned my bottle against the camera. So, there you have it. Special shout out. Now, in regards to the entertainment world, I mentioned that there hasn't been many updates. I think the only slight updates has been the newest Spider-Man movie. Now, I'm sure many of y'all have seen it circulating and it's gone viral, behind-the-scenes photos of Spider-Man standing on a truck. And he's also swinging on ropes. Practical effects are the way to go. Superman was successful for, well, they used more CGI than practical effects. But I will say this, the practical effects made it work. The practical effects of Superman were incredible, and it worked. It was nice to see that change, as opposed to solely relying on all CGI, as we've always been accustomed to in more recent movies. So that was awesome. Fantastic Four, First Steps, had quite a bit of practical effects over CGI. That worked out perfectly. It made moments more powerful. It made these movies more powerful. It made everything about the movie work because of the practical effects. Galactus was not CGI. That was practical effects. The costume, everything that came with it, it made that moment real. He was terrifying as a result. With Spider-Man, it looks like we're also going to have some more practical effects than CGI. So I'm looking forward to what's to come with that movie. And at least to Doomsday. Right before Doomsday, man. Like, I'm so hyped for it. Spoiler alert. If you caught the mid-credit scene for Fantastic Four First Steps, we saw that first glimpse of Doomsday. Dr. Doom. Oh my god, that's going to be crazy. But I'm looking forward to it, bro. Good things to come for nerds like me. Now, on a personal level, things have been going great. Honestly, and I mean it in all sincerity, things have been great. As many of you know, I think this is more of personally, you know, people who know me personally over followers. I've had struggled financially because I've been unemployed since June 25th. And that's when summer school at the old school district ended. And then I was out of work up until yesterday when I started my new job. And it was cool, bro. Like, you know, I started with the school district here in town, and my place of work will be about 6 minutes away from where I live. That beats driving over 50 minutes one way. Excuse me. So yeah, that short distance makes a heck of a difference. That short distance saves me a lot of gas. I mean, I was going through gas like crazy every week. I was having to fill up almost every 3 days, 4 days. More like every 3 days, actually. Yeah, I was going through gas like crazy, bro. But having a shorter distance will not only put me in a better mood, it will provide me some more sleep, and also it will help me do my job more efficiently. It will be better for me. I got no excuse of being late to work either, so that's going to push me to be more consistent with that. Not that I've ever been late, but it's going to be easier being punctual, if you know what I mean. But it was nice. You know, first day of work was yesterday, and I met with a lot of the school district employees, some newer ones, some veterans there, and it was an all-day training session. It started at, 8 in the morning, ended at 3:30 or something like that. But breakfast was provided, lunch was provided, got to meet some coworkers, got to talk more with the principal, who's my boss. You know, it's going to be pretty darn awesome, bro. And I won't name the city or the town where I work at, but, you know, that local school district has a pretty decent reputation as far as how the money's spent. The city has a lot of money, and they use it for the most part to do good and improve around. But the school districts, I mean, the schools in the district, they're well taken care of. The employees are well taken care of. So I'm looking forward to being treated right and being compensated for what I'm worth. That's something that I am really looking forward to. And that starts, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, we started Friday, but as far as being in the schools, it's like Tuesday or Wednesday. So exciting things. And then earlier today in the morning near the city, I attended a 3.5-hour special meeting for full-time ministers. So special training program, how we could apply the Bible more efficiently and use it to help other people that we come to meet when we talk about the word and preach the gospel to people who are willing to hear it. So I go to this once a year. This is now my 14th one. I started as a very, very young teenager down to my adult years. So awesome things, bro. And I'm looking forward to just helping people. That's what it's all about. You guys help me, I will help back. And I appreciate all you guys so much. Well, we're approaching the 32-minute mark, and honestly, there's not much more I have to say. Life's been great, man. Life's been getting better because I've just been kind to people, helping people, and I've been blessed as a result, and all credit goes to my Creator, our God. So thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you to all the supporters, even those who I personally called out by name. Just know that your name will be in future issues, whether it's an Easter egg or even, you know, a special dedicated message on the bottom of the last page. You guys deserve it, because without you, this wouldn't be possible. So, as always, thank you for listening to the Otaku Podcast, where nerds collide.